rest, but if you run through the rest of the socioeconomic provisions, you discover that the respect for them is approximately comparable. The U.S. opposition to the Universal Declaration is so extreme and so deeply internalized among educated people that they simply can't comprehend when it's challenged. And that leads to some very strange results. For example, in the New York Times on Human Rights Day a couple of years ago, December 10th, the editors condemned the countries of Asia that, as they put it, reject the Universal Declaration and call instead for addressing the more basic needs for people, for food and shelter, medical aid and schools. Yeah, exactly in conformity with the Universal Declaration. But so how can that be rejection? Well, the reasoning is very simple. The United States rejects these provisions, so therefore they're null and void, and by upholding them, the third world relativists are rejecting them. All it takes is a good education to understand all of this, and an intellectual class that is willing to subordinate itself to power to quite a remarkable extent. This came up again a little bit later in a more kind of philosophical discussion in the New York Times about the U.S.-China relations. The article contrasted the American emphasis on individual freedom with the Chinese insistence, I'm quoting it, the Chinese insistence that the common good transcends personal rights. So China is calling for the right to food, clothing, shelter, education, the right to work, rest, reasonable payment, and it's criticizing the United States for not upholding these rights, which are all affirmed in the Universal Declaration, and incidentally are personal rights, but rights that the U.S. rejects. So the conclusion is this is kind of ironic or puzzling because the U.S. is the champion of the universality of the Universal Declaration and somehow the Chinese are criticizing it. And the point is, it's easily understandable, China just doesn't understand the Western concept of human rights, which the relativist Western position led by the United States, China was insisting on the universality of the Universal Declaration, which the U.S. rejects. So that's all incomprehensible to properly educated people.